Ned, congratulations on the win. How important was that?
Yeah, really important, Mike. You know, we've gone a few games without tasting victory, and you know, not the greatest game, you can say. But really, really important to get the 3 points and get us up and running again.
Is it sometimes a case of the end result, not how it's achieved?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, it wasn't a great spectacle. But 3 points is absolutely huge in the league. And we've not had 3 points for a while, so we're really pleased with getting the victory.
Okay. Did it seem like two sides lacking in a bit of confidence at times?
Well, it's difficult when we spoke the other day, they've just changed the manager. They brought some players in at the very, very last minute, you know, and so it was a little bit difficult to know what they were going to do. They sat in, seemed to be quite happy with coming and trying to get a point. And we had to be a little bit patient, and at times we forced things a little bit. But, you know, Paddy scores an absolutely wonderful goal, great bit of movement, and spoke the other day about trying to get more people into the penalty box. I think we got four in at the time, so and a really good finish and a really good goal. So, you know, delighted to have got the 3 points.
Yeah, how did you view the build-up to that goal?
Yeah, it was good, excellent. You know, it's we spoke at half-time about just being a little bit quicker, moving the ball a little bit quicker. You know, and it was a marvellous finish from Paddy, instinctive goal scoring, and really pleased for him.
How much did he need that?
Yeah, he needs to score all the time, Pad. He gets himself a little bit frustrated, as we all know. But goal scorers go through little spells of scoring all the everything, and then and just not scoring for a few games. And you know, we've been looking to try and get combinations for us to be able to score more goals. And delighted that Paddy scored.
He still looked isolated at times, didn't he? Prior to that,
no, not really.
Did you not feel?
No, you know, it's. A little bit when teams come and camp in a little bit, you just have to try and find patterns to break people down. And as I say, we were a little bit in the first half trying to force things a bit too much, you know, and better second half because we were a little bit more patient, but building the ball up quickly, you know, we were a little bit, as I say, a bit too slow. But just delighted to have won.
Yeah, of course. Murray Wallace came off at half-time.
Injured, yeah.
Yeah, what's the situation there?
He took a bang. You know, he was limping around for a while, and we gave Murray the best opportunity to come back out second half, but it was his call to come off, and we'll assess him over the next couple of days and see how he is.
What specifically was it?
It was a bang on his hip. The technical term for that one, Mike.
Right, okay. But it's the hit.
You probably know better than me.
Okay, fair enough. Speaking of defenders, David Murphy comes into the side. Did David Murphy do what everyone seems to expect from him?
Murphy's excellent. Murphy's a first-class professional football player and a top bloke. You know, he works hard in training. He works hard all the time. He was really pleased to be playing. And he took his chance with both hands and played really, really well, and deservedly so got the man of the match accolade.
Yeah. What does he need to do then to keep his place in the side? Because some fans felt he was unfairly sort of left out after the Wigan game.
Yeah, 3-0 away from home at Wigan, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously changes sometimes need to be made, but that's not... not being against Murph at all. He's working really hard in training, and he's a really good pro, and he deserved his opportunity and he took it.
Okay. I know we're not getting to speak to Mark. This question was really for him, but before the game, the chairman responded to some sections of the support calling for Mark's head. He's backed him again, and he said that's not happening. He's not going anywhere. We're all together. We're all in it. What does that mean? I'll ask you as a management team then. Obviously, it would be the question for Mark.
That's the thing that we hope, and we're thankful to the chairman about, that we're all in it together. That's what's supposed to happen at a football club.